This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And I love days like today when all my guests who come in, I know. So it's really lovely to welcome back into the studio Hetty Wood from Rowan. Hello, my love. How are you?
Oh, good.
You're looking very well.
Thank you.
Very summery.
Oh, yes, I'm feeling quite summery today. I'm just trying to encourage the weather to do the same.
As we keep saying, you can tell it's summer. The rain's warmer. But you're busy down at Rowan at the moment.
We are very busy. We've got lots going on. So it's nice to sort of have a moment to come away and talk about how great it is. So.
Really? So just remind us, for those who are the uninitiated, just exactly what it is you do down at Rowan.
So Rowan, we are a charity and an art centre, and we are based on Chesterton Road in Cambridge, and we work with adults with learning disabilities. We're really lucky. We've got our own art centre, our own space, and we've got all of our studios there. So we do print, ceramics, textiles, wood, the performing arts. We do a bit of music, a bit of drama. And we have, at the moment, around 78 student artists, and they join us throughout the week on different days, working on their own artwork, as well as doing commissions.
And as we say every time you come in, it's a real TARDIS, your building, because the frontage isn't particularly wide, but you go in, and it all got revamped a year or so ago, didn't it? And
yes.
It is beautiful and open and light, and it's always noisy and fun in your place. I love coming down there, because it is actually, it's a crazy place to work, isn't it?
It's a lovely place to be. We're so lucky, and I love nothing better than meeting somebody at the front door who's never been in and watching their face as they walk through the door, because it's, as you say, it's a TARDIS. You just really don't know what to expect. You think you're walking into a house, and you walk in and it's just this wonderful art centre. So if anyone's never been before, just get in touch, because I'm very happy to give you a tour.
Well, and as we say every time you come in, some of the, especially the woodwork and stuff like that, you take commissions, don't you? Because the standard of what you guys put out is always staggering.
It is, and the woodwork team, they are super busy at the minute. They have got stuff, they've got a lot on their plate, and they are working on a wonderful sign at the minute for Sheepscreen Learner Pool, and it's humongous.
I wasn't expecting
it to be so big, but it's a really beautiful piece. It's a little bit like a jigsaw, so they're sort of working on lots of different pieces at the moment, and they're bringing it all together, and it's been inspired by nature. So we've got a heron on there, we've got bugs and birds, and it's also very nature friendly, so it's actually got a bug hotel incorporated. The roof's going to be so bats will actually be able to fly in and out of it. It's going to have a slate board where people will be able to write down what they've seen in the nature around the area. It's really going to be quite spectacular. So that's going to be
when's that going to be commissioned, any idea?
Hopefully in the next couple of months it will be up and in pride and place. So it's starting to come together.
Then you'll be getting ready for your Christmas fair, because that's always a big
one. Yes. And it is. It's very true. I mean, already it's sort of starting to think, right, what's everyone going to do for the Christmas fair? So, our winter warmer happens every year, and it's always such a success. And it's a really great opportunity to come and see Rowan and buy those Christmas gifts, because we will start be making them very soon.
Yeah, and it does. Whenever you show me the examples of the work, whenever I see the examples of the work, it always blows me away. It's just amazing how talented your students can be.
No, it is wonderful, the work that's coming out.
And you've been doing this for a while then, 35 years.
Yes, this year.
I was going to say, I didn't have you down as that old.
Yeah, Rowan has been running for 35 years. It's so exciting. It's amazing. We're so pleased that we've got to 35 years, and we'd love to get another 35 under our belts.
Well, I was going to say, you're on the up as well at the moment, aren't you? Things are going well. You've got the new premises, or the revamped premises. You've got people coming in there.
We do.
The seats are full. You're obviously fulfilling a need.
Yes, and it's really important. I mean, already I think we've got, over the next 4 weeks or so, we've got more people coming in to find out about Rowan, people that would like to be students. We've got volunteers coming in who'd like to help. So there's always new people coming in. We've just got so much going on. It's wonderful.
Excellent. Well, you sound like you're enjoying yourself.
Yes, I am, yes.
So tell us about these celebrations. What are you up to? Because there's some stuff you're doing, and there's some stuff that the public can get involved in as well. Is
there
that right?
There is. So we are going to be heading to Southwold on Wednesday, the 10th of July. It's something that the team at Rowan have always wanted to do. Take all the students, the staff, the volunteers to the beach, because why not?
How wonderful. That's what back in the days of the pie factory in Cambridge and all that, that's what they would do. Get the sharabang, or get the train, and off they'd all go.
Exactly. So it's something we've always wanted to do, and we when we realised it was our 35th birthday last year, well, it was going to be this year, we realised that last year, we thought, you know what, we've got to do something special. And the beach trip came up again, so we thought, hey, why not? So we've gone ahead and done it. It's booked, and we're off to the beach on the 10th of July.
How marvellous.
But, obviously, to get there, as we're a charity, we have been fundraising hard with our student artists. We did a clothes collection last month, where everyone had to bring in unwanted clothes, and we did a big collection then.
Is that the picture I'm looking at on your website?
That is the picture, yes.
Bags to the future, bags to school. My goodness.
Oh my goodness, there were bags
everywhere.
You
did have a bit to sort by the looks of it.
It was yes, there was bags everywhere. So, but it was quite fun taking that picture. You can see Isabel there. She's sort of completely covered, and we did have a few students jumping on the bags, but luckily they were just clothes, so no harm.
No harm done.
And then we are going to be at Chesterton Festival this weekend, which is at Pyrec. So Chesterton Festival is throughout this week and next week.
Right.
And they do a community fun day on Saturdays. And it's at Pyrec, and it's a day where the whole community comes together. There's loads of different stalls going on. There's lots of things for families to get involved in. And we shall be there with our fantastic raffle, as well as a stall that is all dedicated to Reach the Beach, so it's beach themed.
Okay.
And you'll be able to come and find out about Rowan and maybe buy a raffle ticket and see us there. And that's all fundraising towards the beach trip. And then the big thing we're doing, which is very exciting, is our annual Walk for Rowan.
Right.
And this is next week.
Okay.
Because we like to do things all at the same time.
Yeah, why not?
So next week we're doing our Walk for Rowan. So this is something we do every year with our student artists. It's a really lovely chance for them to do a fundraiser for their centre. Mm. So what we do is we go to Midsummer Common along the towpath, and I measure out a distance, and we then have stamps that get stamped to either end, and our student artists walk up and down there for as long as they can, and they get the stamps done so we know how far they've walked.
Right.
And so for the last four weeks, they've been collecting sponsorships for that walk. And all that money is going to be going towards helping us reach the beach.
How wonderful.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, if the public want to get involved as well, because if they're sponsoring, is there a way that they can do that?
They sure can. They can actually pop on our local giving page.
Right.
Which is www.localgiving.org/Rowan.
Okay.
And you can pop on there and you can actually donate to our Walk for Rowan through that. So it's all online. It's really simple, really easy. And also you can add gift aid just by clicking a button, which for us makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I can imagine it does. Because, I mean, how many people are you taking out to the seaside?
At the minute, we've got about 80.
My goodness.
Yeah,
as you say, you need a couple of quid towards that then.
We do, and it's going to be a great day out. So obviously we've got the coach to pay for.
Yeah.
We are going to be having fish and chips and ice cream on the day, and just a real celebration, everyone being together, doing something that not all of our student artists always get the opportunity to do.
I was
going to
say, we are a fair old way from the sea out here, aren't we?
We are.
And it is a bit of a trick. I mean, I always used to love living near the coast, and, you know, never lived further from it, to be honest. And yeah, it great opportunity for these students to just go and just have a day out.
It
have
really
a real
is.
Day of fun, isn't
it's
it?
It's really special. And we actually did a trip just before Christmas to the Cambridge Arts Theatre to the pantomime.
Uh-huh.
And that was sort of a see how this goes. And it was so successful. The student artists all loved it. We all loved it. So we thought, right, we're going to go a bit further afield and let's go to the beach.
Sounds perfect. Well, hopefully lots of people listening will be in a position to help. Don't you need a couple of quid each? Don't you?
Oh,
you
yes.
Need, just chip in what you can. But,
exactly.
But it'll be a wonderful day out for you. I'm sure you'll be back smiling but knackered by the end of that
yes.
day. I can see the look in your eye. What have I committed to?
I think so, but it's going to be great fun. And it's, as I say, it's just a really lovely opportunity to celebrate everything over the last 35 years that's happened at Rowan. So much has happened and we've come so far, so it's just really nice to take a moment and say, you know what, well done. It's a great achievement, and everyone that's been involved with Rowan, from staff, volunteers, students, all of our supporters, I mean, we couldn't have done it without any of you. So
has anybody actually done the numbers as to how many volunteers and how many people you've helped?
I mean, what, over the years?
Yeah, over those 35 years.
No, we've never done that. I think that's something we need to do.
You need to work out. I think just by the numbers you throw at me now, I think you'd be surprised just how high those numbers are.
I think we would be, because even currently we've got around 24, 25 volunteers that help us weekly. And then we've got the students. I mean, it's really wonderful. So if anyone out there still doesn't know enough about Rowan or what we do, please pop on our website, find out a little bit more about us. And if you'd like to come in and say hi, then you're more than welcome.
So have you got spaces still for students? Because last time we spoke, you did have some gaps.
We still have spaces for students, yeah, because of our lovely new building. We have actually been able to increase our numbers. So if anybody out there is looking for something to do that's creative and they haven't currently got the opportunity to do so, or they know somebody who would like to do it, then get in touch.
All right, lovely. How do they get in touch? Through the website? Or
through the website's the best way. So it's rowanhumberston.co.uk. Find us on there. My name's Hetty, and you can find my email address on there. Just get in touch.
All right, lovely. And if you're out driving around and you can't write that down, just get in touch with us here in the studio and we'll pass you Hetty's details on. But it sounds like huge fun, and well done to you, all of you, for 35 years. That is amazing. And it's obviously been a great service to the people of Cambridge and the surrounding area. And you just see the smiling faces. Everyone has such a good time.
No, we sure do.
All right, well, there we go. That's Reach the Beach. And the Walk for Rowan is up in, when's that again?
That is next week. So it's happening Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. We're doing 3 days.
And you're at Chesterton at the Pie Wreck this weekend.
This Saturday.
All right, lovely. Well, good luck with the weather and everything. Good luck with the trip and have a lovely time at the beach. That's Hetty Wood from Rowan. Lovely to see you. Take care.